Вы слушаете подкаст программ «Английский язык» по радио русской службы BBC. Подробнее об аудиопрограммах BBC, доступных для бесплатного скачивания и подкастинга, и правилах пользования на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
English anyway. English anyway. Yes, English anyway at all.
Английский на всякий случай.
Сегодня у наших друзей, у них у всех что-то болит. Они испытывают боль, pain, в ногах, legs, руках, arms, в ушах, ears. Когда что-то болит, это непорядок.
English Anyway 32.
Caw.
Thank you, Mike. Yes, this is the 32nd program.
Caw.
Mike.
I've got a pain.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've got a pain.
And I've got a pain.
A pain. P-A-I-N.
Ooh, I've got a pain.
Ooh, I've got a pain.
Oh, I've got a pain.
P-A-I-N, pain.
I've got a pain in my legs.
I've got a pain in my arms.
I've got a pain in my ears.
A pain.
In my legs.
In my arms.
In my ears.
Legs.
Arms.
Ears.
Yes. People have two legs, people have two arms, people have two ears.
It's normal to have two legs.
It's normal to have two arms.
It's normal to have two ears.
Yes, it's normal to be normal. But it isn't normal to have a pain in your legs.
Ooh.
And it isn't normal to have a pain in your arms.
Ooh.
And it isn't normal to have a pain in your ears.
Oh.
Да, когда болят уши, значит, что-то не в порядке. А сейчас Кит хочет знать... Как давно у тебя эта боль? How long have you had this pain? Заметьте, что говорят have you had. Майк отвечает, у меня это болит с воскресенья. Since значит с момента, со дня. Since Sunday. Маги простужен, у него насморк, a cold. У него насморк с прошлого месяца, since last month.
Майк?
Yes, Keith?
How long have you had this pain?
How long?
Yes. An hour, a day, a week. How long?
I've had a pain since Sunday.
I've had a pain since Monday.
I've had a pain since Tuesday.
Since...
Sunday?
Since...
Monday?
Since...
Tuesday.
Since. S-I-N-C-E.
Since Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Since Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
I've got a dog. Woof.
I've got a cold. Achoo!
And I've got a pain. Ooh.
To have a dog, to have a cold, to have a pain.
I've got a pain now.
I've got a cold now.
I've got a dog now.
How long have you had that pain, Mike? How long have you had that cold, McGee? How long have you had that dog, Anna?
How long
have you had
that pain?
That cold?
That dog.
Since last week.
Since last month.
Since last year.
S-I-N-C-E.
Since last week, last month, last year. Since last week, last month, last year.
А сейчас Анна собирается к врачу. У нее боль в ногах. Врач рад ее видеть, потому что болезни ему интересны. Illness interests him. Болезнь может быть заразной, infectious, и может быть серьезной, serious. Врач спрашивает, на что вы жалуетесь? What's the matter with you? И он еще хочет знать, когда Анна родилась, то есть сколько ей лет. When were you born? Послушайте разговор Анны с врачом.
Ah, come in.
Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. You ill?
Yes.
Good.
Good?
I'm a doctor. Illness interests me. What's the matter with you?
I've got a pain.
Pain. Where is the pain?
In my legs.
You've got a pain in your legs. That's serious. How many legs have you got?
Two.
How long have you had two legs?
All my life.
When were you born?
1942.
You were born in 1942? So you've had two legs since 1942?
Yes.
That's serious.
But you've got two legs, Doctor.
Perhaps it's infectious.
But it's normal to have two legs.
Look, I'm the doctor here. How long have you had this pain in your legs?
Since yesterday.
What's today?
Monday.
What was yesterday?
Sunday.
So you've had the pain since Sunday?
Yes, I have.
You've had two legs since 1942, and you've had a pain in them since yesterday?
Yes.
Good. Go home, go to bed, and come back in 3 weeks.
Thank you, doctor.
Бедная Анна. Но ей везет. У нее есть собака. У нее есть. She's got. Настоящее время. The present. У Мегги была собака. He had a dog. Had. Прошедшее время. The past. У Анны сейчас есть собака. Она у нее с прошлого года. По-английски это звучит так. I have had it since last year. I have had. I've had. В настоящем завершенном времени. Present perfect. Именно это время употребляется со словом since. Послушайте.
Woof. I've got a dog.
I had a dog.
I've got is the present.
I had is the past.
I've got a dog. I've had it since last year.
I had a dog. I had it when I was at school.
Anna has got a dog.
I've had it since last year. BBC English by Radio remind you that I've is I have. I have, I've. Thank you.
I have got.
That's the present.
I had.
That's the past.
I have had.
That's the present perfect.
I've got a cold.
I had a cold.
I've got is the present.
I had is the past.
I've got a cold. I've had it since last month.
I had a cold. I had it when I was on holiday.
Megge has got a cold.
I've had it since last month.
A long cold.
Mike hasn't got a cold.
But I had one when I was on holiday.
I've got.
That's the present.
I had.
That's the past.
I have had.
That's the present perfect.
I've got a pain.
Oh, no.
No, really, I've got a pain in my legs.
I had a pain in my arms.
I've got, that's the present.
I had, that's the past.
Mike has got a pain.
I've had it since Sunday.
Anna hasn't got a pain.
But I had a pain 5 minutes ago.
I have got.
That's the present.
I had.
That's the past.
I have had.
That's the present perfect.
Та-да!
А теперь Кит спрашивает Анну. Твоя собака опаснее льва? Опаснее? More dangerous. Чем? Than. Он еще задает кое-какие вопросы со словами знаменитее и больней. More famous и more painful.
Anna.
That's me. Yes, Keith?
Is your dog more dangerous than a lion?
No, it isn't.
Is a lion more dangerous than your dog?
Yes, it is. Lions eat people. My dog doesn't eat people. Therefore, a lion is more dangerous than my dog.
More dangerous than... Megge, are you more famous than Mick Jagger?
No, I'm not.
Is Mick Jagger more famous than you?
Yes, he is. Mick Jagger is a member of the Rolling Stones. I'm not a member of the Rolling Stones, therefore he's more famous than me.
More famous than. Mike, is the pain in your left leg more painful than the pain in your right leg?
No, it isn't.
Pain is painful.
Is the pain in your right leg more painful than the pain in your left leg?
Yes, it is.
Pain is painful.
This is the pain in my left leg. Ooh... And this is the pain in my right leg. Therefore, my right leg is more painful than my left leg.
Правая нога у Майка болит больше, чем левая. По-английски здесь употребляется прилагательное painful. Образуя сравнительную форму многосложных прилагательных, таких как dangerous или painful, мы не добавляем er, а ставим слово more перед прилагательным. Другие прилагательные такого типа – amusing, interesting и famous. Вот сейчас Майк пойдет к врачу, потому что у него болит нога. His leg hurts. It's painful. Он бы не хотел, чтобы его ударили по ноге. To kick it. Послушаем, что скажет врач.
Come in.
Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. You will?
Yes.
Good.
Good.
I'm a doctor. Illness interests me. What's the matter with you?
I've got a pain.
Pain. Where is the pain?
In my legs.
You've got a pain in your legs. That's serious. How many legs have you got?
Two.
How long have you had two legs?
All my life.
When were you born?
1942.
You were born in 1942, so you've had two legs since 1942.
Yes.
That's serious.
But you've got two legs, doctor.
Perhaps it's infectious.
But it's normal to have two legs.
Look, I'm the doctor here. How long have you had this pain in your legs?
Since yesterday.
What's today?
Monday.
What was yesterday?
Sunday.
So you've had the pain since Sunday?
Yes, I have.
You've had two legs since 1942, and you've had a pain in them since yesterday?
Yes.
Is your right leg more painful than your left leg?
No, it isn't.
Is your left leg more painful than your right leg?
Yes, it is.
Did that hurt?
Yes, it did. You kicked my left leg.
Did that hurt?
Yes, it did. You kicked my right leg.
Good. Go home, go to bed, and come back in 3 weeks.
Thank you, doctor.
Этот врач опасен, потому что он ударил Майка по ноге. Футболисты бьют по мячу, Но врачи своих пациентов бить не должны.
That doctor kicked his patient. The verb to kick.
He's a dangerous doctor.
He's a very dangerous doctor.
Is he more dangerous than a lion?
Well, lions eat people.
And he kicks people.
So a lion is more dangerous than he is.
But he is dangerous.
Because he kicks people.
The verb to kick. Footballers kick footballs. And sometimes when they kick the ball, they score a goal. Yes, to score a goal.
Keith?
Yes?
Have you ever kicked a ball?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever kicked a footballer?
No, I haven't.
Has a footballer ever kicked you?
No, he hasn't.
Has your doctor ever kicked you?
No, he hasn't.
Have you ever kicked your doctor?
No, I haven't.
Майк никогда не пинал, не бил врача. Поскольку глагол стоит в отрицательной форме, а в английском предложении не может быть двух отрицаний, слово «никогда» в данном случае звучит как «ever». Заметим, что мы спрашиваем так. Он ударил тебя вчера или в прошлую пятницу?
Did he kick you yesterday or last Friday?
Говоря о конкретном времени, мы пользуемся простым прошедшим временем.
Did he kick you?
Если же время действия не определено, если мы говорим такие вещи, как «никогда», «когда-то», «в любое время», то употребляется настоящее совершенное время.
Has he ever kicked you?
Он тебя когда-то пинал? Ну, а вот вопросы, которые начинаются со слов «видели ли вы?»
Have you seen?
И «слышали ли вы?»
Have you heard?
Если в ответе заключается какое-то определенное время, то прозвучит глагол «saw» или «heard». Итак, вначале видели ли вы постановку Гамлета?
Have you seen Hamlet?
Have you heard the Beatles?
Have you seen Exodus?
Have you heard Bob Dylan?
Have you seen the Taj Mahal?
Have you heard Beethoven's Fifth Symphony?
Seen and heard.
Yes, I have. I've seen Hamlet.
Yes, I have. I've heard the Beatles.
Yes, I have. I've seen Exodus.
Yes, I have. I've heard Bob Dylan.
Yes, I have. I've seen the Taj Mahal.
Yes, I have. I've heard Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
Seen and heard.
I have seen Hamlet. I saw it yesterday.
I have heard the Beatles. I heard them in 1968.
I have seen Exodus. I saw it last year.
I have heard Bob Dylan. I heard him 2 years ago.
I have seen the Taj Mahal. I saw it when I was in India.
I have heard Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. I heard it last month.
The verb to see and the verb to hear.
See, past, saw.
Hear, past, heard. Present perfect, seen and heard.
How long have you had two legs? How long have you had that pain?
Since Sunday, since 1942, I've had this pain. Since Sunday, I've had these legs. Since 1942.
Ну вот, на сегодня все. Надеюсь, вы многое сегодня выучили. До свидания. До следующей встречи.
English fast, English low, English anyway. English high, English low, English anyway. English you can learn.
Другие обучающие программы по английскому языку на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
English anyway.